This is the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. AWS is fond of saying security is job zero. That means it's nobody in particular's job, which means it falls to the rest of us. Just the news you need to know, none of the fluff.
This episode is brought to you in part by Split Software. Split is the feature delivery platform you need to help you exceed modern expectations in continuous and progressive delivery. As they once said, if you're not first, you're last. Similarly, if you're not delivering, you're falling behind. A software release shouldn't be stressful, and yet they tend to happen late at night after many days of stress. Imagine if it were otherwise. No mishaps, headaches, or hair loss. Split is the feature data platform software engineers need to release features quickly and safely. You and up to 10 of your colleagues can create your first feature flags at split.io/AWS Morning Brief. That's split.io/AWS Morning Brief. Hello and welcome to Last Week in AWS Security Edition. If you're near Arlington, Virginia, come on by Highline this evening at 7 p.m. and let me buy you a drink. I'd like to meet some of you and avoid the rest. Now, from the community, what happened in the wide world of AWS security? Are you confused by the KMS service? Me too. I found a guide to KMS that really helped a lot, start to finish. And that's important because you don't want to find yourself in a situation where you're actively confused by security things. And BHIM leaks the details of 7.26 million users and scores themselves an S3 bucket negligence award in the process. Stop doing this. And of course, Uber has one heck of a mess on their hands. As I record this, details are still extraordinarily sketchy. I'm sure there's more of that to come in the weeks ahead. AWS had a couple of interesting things to say. Securely using external ID for accessing AWS accounts owned by others. AWS blesses us with a great rundown of how to think about external IDs for accessing AWS accounts. It turns out I've been misunderstanding some key things about how confidential they need to be, for example. And use AWS Network Firewall to filter outbound HTTPS traffic from applications hosted on Amazon EKS and collect host names provided by SNI. This is a great idea. Don't let your sensitive environments connect all willy-nilly, or more formally, all William-Nillium, to anything that they want on the internet. Restrict that down.
This episode is sponsored in part by our friends at Sysdig. Sysdig secures your cloud from source to run. They believe, as do I, that DevOps and security are inextricably linked. If you want to learn more about how they view this, check out their blog. It's definitely worth the read. To learn more about how they are absolutely getting it right from where I sit, visit sysdig.com and tell them that I sent you. That's sysdig.com. And my thanks to them for their continued support of this ridiculous nonsense.
And in the world of tools, last week I mentioned you might want to enable Touch ID to approve pseudo requests on macOS, and a couple of you reached out, thank you, to point out that this setting gets wiped on OS updates, so having a script that automatically reapplies it handy to reapply that whenever you boot is likely going to serve you well. For style points, just go ahead and stuff it into launch D so every time you boot it runs, and never worry about this again until you get a new Mac. And CloudFox is a great collection of scripts stuffed into a framework and called a tool that empowers cloud penetration tests. Much like the industry, it biases heavily for AWS. Go ahead and take a look. And that's what happened last week in AWS security. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. For the latest in AWS security that actually matters, please follow AWS Morning Brief on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, or wherever the hell it is you find the dulcet tones of my voice. And be sure to sign up for the Last Week in AWS newsletter at lastweekinaws.com.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.